Greetings, everyone. My name is Denisha Price, and I am the Chapter Activities Coordinator at ACI. I would like to welcome you to today's leadership webinar series on value proposition. Our speaker today is Kimberly Kaler. She is the president of AOE, a subsidiary for profit entity of the American Concrete Institute. Before assuming her role at AOE, Kimberly was a member of the board of direction for ACI for several years. Further, she chaired the ACI Marketing Committee, as well as served on the Construction Liaison Committee, Membership Committee, Task Group 2030, and Global Marketing Plan Task Group. Recently selected as one of the most influential people in the concrete industry by Concrete Construction Magazine, she has authored more than 2,000 articles and is the co-author of Leading with Marketing, a handbook for marketing and business development professionals. She has given presentations at World of Concrete and for many industry organizations. She was the first person in Ohio to earn the Certified Professional Services Marketer designation in 1999 and still holds the certification designation. Please join me in welcoming our speaker, and now she will begin today's presentation.
Thank you, Denisha, and welcome everybody. Welcome, you've made it halfway through the week. It's the week before convention for those of you that are attending, and I hope you do. So it's a busy time. Appreciate you joining me today. So we're going to talk about value proposition. And one of the things I want to stress from the beginning is to remind you that this is building on some of the other sessions that I've given recently. Denisha can remind us all at the end of the session how to access those on the chapter's resource area of the page. But I talked first about virtual planning, strategic planning, as well as mission and vision statements. So this is a nice add-on to it. If you didn't see those other sessions, it may be a good idea to go and watch those as well, even if you just do a little bit of a refresher. So I'm going to start with what a value proposition is. It's your members' rationale for choosing your association. It's not simply a list of member benefits. And I'll help you understand what that means, but it's real key, especially right now, for us to take a really good look at the value that we are providing to members. So why? Why is the timing so important right now? Well, the pandemic has likely changed how you deliver your value to your members, or maybe it hasn't, but I know that for many of the chapters, you had to move to a virtual format. Maybe now you are meeting in person, or maybe it's hybrid, or maybe you're starting to have those conversations. So it's real important to look at what is the value you bring to the members? In addition to training, maybe you also do certification, but was it the networking that everyone still valued? So, in those cases, really understanding how do you recreate that? How have you recreated that in the last year? Really understanding what the membership values as well as other customers. So I know we don't typically think of those that participate with the chapter as customers, but there are. And there are folks that I'm sure maybe come to one session or a couple of sessions a year, may not be members, maybe they are, but have more of a transactional type of relationship with you. So having those discussions with regard to will they come back? Has your membership changed what they value, what they're looking for? And then what does that look like in the future? So again, this is part of a bigger discussion. You may be sitting here saying, gee, we're just trying to survive right now. Don't throw strategic planning and all of this marketing mumbo jumbo on us at this point. But it's really, really key, probably more important now than ever. So unlike a benefit statement or a brand promise, and a brand promise, you can look at the bottom of the screen here for ACI, it's always advancing. A value proposition answers these three questions. And if you want to, take a picture of it, or we're happy to send you these slides afterwards, these are the three questions that would be a really great exercise to do with your board, to do with your committees, with your key volunteers, to have these discussions related to these topics. So what does the target audience most need and why now? Do you know your members' problems and concerns? And what is the urgency to solve them? Again, don't go into this just assuming how it was a year or 15 months ago or 2 years ago. The answer may have shifted a little bit. Have your members found other ways to network, or have they found other ways to maybe get access to information? But in that case, how can you make sure that your chapter is still delivering value to them? What does your association do well today? to answer that need? And then how will you claim and create a better future for the member customer? So again, great exercise as you start to plan for the next year. I know a lot of associations don't do as much during the summer, or maybe they have golf outings and don't have regular meetings. Maybe there's a lot of planning that goes on. So whether it happens in a virtual setting or in person, these would be great questions to throw out and as good starting point for moving forward. So I'm going to share you some examples. I'm going to start off with ones that are not in our industry, only because I found that they're a little more fun and they help us understand the concept a little better. And then I'll give you a few from our industry to give you an idea of how a value proposition works. So Lyft, their value proposition is rides in minutes. So one of the nice things about this one is it addresses their two personas. So their two target audiences, both their drivers, because they always want to get more drivers, as well as those that they want to give rides to. So it's clear, it's concise. It doesn't list everything that they do, but it gives you a good feel for what their value is, what they're offering. This one, the Dollar Club, a great shave for a few bucks a month. So this is a great example of this organization. You know, their biggest selling point is their price. So, you know, they're kind of tongue in cheek. They're really fun. They're known for that. I'm sure you've seen their ads. I haven't seen as many lately, but I know that even a couple Super Bowls ago, they had quite a few advertisements and a big following after that. So you understand what their value proposition is. And then Vimeo positions itself as a higher quality, more sophisticated YouTube. So their brand proposition is, or value proposition is, make life worth watching. And, you know, kind of a note here, it's, you know, not just in their cat video, it's higher end things where anybody could put something up on YouTube. This is stuff that actually has a little bit more value or a little bit more credible. And then this one here, making traveling backpacks for the international urban traveler. Bring everything you need without checing a bag. So just really speaking to the, you know, the value that the bag has, all the different components of it, without listing all of the details, is, you know, great example as well. And then Pinterest no longer uses this value proposition, but it's a really great example when they did use it, is telling who it is and what they do in a simple phrase. So a few, parentheses, million of your favorite things. So, you know, it may beg the question, you know, if this works so well, if it's such a great example, how come they're not using it anymore? And it's because their audience evolved over time. So that's one thing to keep in mind. And it goes back to, you know, my very second slide in terms of your value proposition a year ago, 18 months ago, before the pandemic, may have changed a little bit. So real important to clearly have those discussions in terms of what our value is right now. And then Skype leaves no mystery as to what they do. So Skype keeps the world talking for free, you know, sharing messages and call. And, you know, I find this interesting. It's a good example of sharing what the value proposition is. Skype is about to be obsolete. Microsoft is actually discontinuing service to it. They're only going to support their Teams platform as of July. But a good example for a good run, a good time in terms of how this value prop worked for Skype. And then Spotify. This value proposition eloquently tells you what their product is all about. So soundtrack for your life. It doesn't just list everything it does. It doesn't go into cost. It really, you know, conjures up the idea about bringing music to life for you on the go. So soundtrack for your life in terms of you know, what they're offering to their stakeholders. And then this one, I think is a lot of fun. I actually never ordered from them, but it's great. You know, it's 5 o'clock somewhere situation. Their Des Beers, their value prop is craft beer delivered to your office. You know, so you understand what it is they're offering. It's pretty clear what their value is and gives you a good feeling in terms of how you would relate to that company. I wanted to show a couple examples of value propositions in our industry. the Minnesota Concrete Council, and you can make an argument that this is their tagline, but I think it also makes a statement in terms of what their value proposition is. MCC, they're also an ACI chapter, but they actually represent the entire cast in place concrete marketplace in the state of Minnesota. And their value prop is dedicated to cast in place concrete. So it doesn't list everything they do, all the research, the membership, the scholarships, the education, the certification programs they run through ACI, the non-ACI activities they do. You know that they are the ones to go to related to anything cast in place in the state. So the good example of a value proposition. Also good example here, you know, if you're going backwards and looking at those mission and vision statements and the importance of those, this is a good example of a mission statement as well. And then AGC, I just found this morning, Association of General Contractors or Associated General Contractors, and they almost have their tagline, you can see in the top where their logo is, they are the Construction Association. And then their value prop here is AGC of America is the leading association for the construction industry. So again, they don't list everything that they do. It's not just a slogan, but it really captures what is their value. What do they bring to the marketplace? What do they bring to our industry? And they are the place to go. And in similar vein, and you know, for those of you that are familiar with AGC as well as ABC, Associated Builders and Contractors, they're known as being the voice of the Merit Shop. So again, you know, instead of ABC listing, we've got so many members, we do this, we do this, we do this. They are known for being the voice for merit, you know, so comparison between union, non-union, et cetera. So some good examples from our industry to look at. I wouldn't get stuck on, you know, the difference between a tagline and a value proposition because they can be a little bit tricky. I think the important thing for you as a volunteer and for you as a board to work through is really just trying to understand what the value is and then seeing if you can succinctly share it with your membership. So diving into how do you pull this together? How do you do it? So the value prop is the number one thing that determines whether people are going to continue to read or not. So going back to that ABC slide, you know, if you're interested in what they may bring because of them being the number one source related to the Merit Shop contractor, then you'll keep reading. If not, you're not a fit. So without listing everything they do, they help capture the attention right there. It's a promise of the value to be delivered, and it's a primary reason that a prospect should buy for you. Again, I know that we don't typically talk about our members in terms of buying, but they are buying. They're not only buying in terms of where they direct their dollars to attend meetings for their membership, but they're also buying in terms of time. Time is a real commodity. Time is an expense. So if they're actually attending, participating, volunteering, they're buying from you. So a value proposition is a clear statement that explains how your product or service solves customers or members' problems or improves their situation. So that's where that relevancy is key. And again, I can't stress enough, making sure that we are relevant to today's times, delivers specific benefits, and then tells the ideal customer why they should buy from you, why they should engage from you. It may actually differentiate from the competition. Again, going back to the ABC example, Merit Shop, non-Merit Shop, unique differentiation. But it may not. You may not be able to succinctly share what that unique qualifier is. The value proposition is usually a block of text or headline. Sometimes it'll actually be joined with the logo, like I showed you some samples. Sometimes it's that tagline that comes along throughout, or you'll see it pop up in another area. So in terms of how it is arranged, if it is a headline, what's the end benefit you're offering in one short sentence? Can mention the product or service as an attention grabber. You may have a subheadline. You may have, you know, another example that actually helps support it. Three bullet points. And this could be a way that you start your exercise here. Even though you want to get down to a short value prop, maybe start playing with your board with, you know, what would that headline look? And then if we had a chance to explain it a little bit more, going back to that Minnesota Concrete Council slide, you saw that they had the main value prop, but then they had the supporting information to share underneath it. And then are there any visuals that also support what this message is all about? So elevate your current value proposition by checking in to see if it answers the questions below. So after you and your board, if your board is who goes down this path with you in terms of developing it, ask these questions to determine if it's actually doing the trick. Folks should be able to answer what product or service your association is selling. What's the end benefit of choosing you? Who's your target audience, your target customer? And then what makes your offering unique and different? What are keys to success with regards to a value proposition? Clarity needs to be easy to understand. And that's where you want to be careful about not getting too cute about something, not using too much jargon, being careful about a play on words. You want to make sure it's very clear what you do. All the examples I showed you are very, very simple in terms of their message. It communicates the results without listing, again, all of the benefits. And it says how it's different than your competition. Avoiding hype, again, not being too cute. I already mentioned that. But, you know, being careful about superlatives too. Amazing, best ever. We are the association. We are the only ones that do this. You know, be careful about any claims like that because they're often viewed as not necessarily having any meaning. Avoid business jargon. And it should be able to be read and understood in about 5 seconds. And then 5 seconds is actually a long time if you think about reading something. So an exercise for your board is, you know, outlining who would your ideal prospect be, you know, sitting down and really looking at, hey, do we have an opportunity now? Again, looking post-pandemic, I know we're still in it, but as we move out of it and we move to the next phase of it, do we have an opportunity with our existing audience to re-clarify what it is that we do to them, better understand the value that we provide and can provide? And then what about potential new members? Is there market holes now because of the pandemic? Are there others that were doing things that maybe you have an opportunity to pick up that membership? And then compare your answer with the claims of your main competitors. Again, we don't think of other associations in the space we play as competition. And there is competition, though hopefully it's friendly competition, but maybe looking at the structural engineering associations, looking at the contractor organizations in your area, what are they sharing? What are they saying is their value proposition? Are there ways to collaborate? And then of course, making sure there's ways that you are different in terms of capturing and getting people to your events and as your membership. And then refining your value proposition in a credible sentence or even a phrase. This first bullet here, if you just had 10 words to describe it, that's an exercise that my grandfather actually drilled into me. He was one of the first engineers working for Motorola. And he always said to me, describe your day in 10 words or less. And I had to do it and I had to be able to do it on the spot. So it's a really, really great exercise. You get the thoughts out there with your group. And then how can we get it down to a memorable way, a way that can be communicated easily, simply, with clarity, and then writing out your value proposition from there. So getting started, build that set of talking points, outline the ways that you can use the messages for your chapter as well. Now be a great time as we move into summer and then into next fall, maybe a new, whole new cycle of programs, looking at all of your materials, looking at your website. Chances are you may have a changeover in leadership. Maybe it's beginning of the year, but some people do a change in the summer. Looking at what all those messages are and seeing if there's any areas for modification, especially in terms of adding a value proposition. So with that, we are right at about 20 minutes, which is great. We try and keep these sessions to less than 30. So we do have time for questions. Denisha, I will open it back up to you. If there's any questions that come into the chat box, and maybe before we forget, can you remind everybody where they can find copies of past presentations, not only the ones I mentioned, but the whole other library of presentations that ACI has done for chapter leadership?
Sure. Thanks, Kimberly. So we have all the past leadership webinars on our website. If you look under chapter resources, you will see a tab that states free chapter live webinar library, and that's where we post all of our past webinars. So if you missed any, please feel free to view the website there. And as Kimberly mentioned, at this time, please use the question box to submit any questions that you may have. And before, it looks like we don't have any questions right now. I'll give everyone a few seconds to submit any questions if they do have any. I want to remind everyone that our next webinar is scheduled on Wednesday, April the 28th at 12 p.m. Eastern. And that topic is on logo design for chapters. So if you haven't registered for that webinar, please register for that. And Kimberly, it looks like we do have a question that has come in. The first question is, who should you involve in the planning session to figure out your value statement?
Great question. I think I referred a couple of times to your board or your board members, and that may be logical without knowing the size of your board and how active they are, but if your board has the capacity for it, this would be a great discussion. It could even be done virtually, maybe with sending the questions beforehand. I would certainly encourage you to have somebody act as facilitator to make sure that they guide the conversation, somebody that's taking notes, et cetera. So I think the board would be great. If you are fortunate enough to have active committees, it's something that you could look at a community level too. And then different touch points, again, depending on the size of your chapters. I know we've got a wide range of small to big, and that doesn't always translate in terms of the number of volunteers as well. But getting some touch points and some feedback from some members as well, you know, even asking them, what is the value that we bring to you? If you haven't done a member survey in a long time, now would be a great time to do it. I know a lot of chapters have probably done surveys related to over the last year in terms of meeting. When are you willing to come meet in person? What does that look like? Make sure you're also asking them in terms of what they're looking for from the chapter. You know, if they're going to get in their car and come and meet in person again, what kind of sessions are they looking for? So great question. Thanks for asking that, Denisha, and pulling that forward.
No problem. The second question is, how do we know what members value now if we haven't seen them in a year?
Yes, so that would be touching on the survey that I just mentioned. And for those of you that cringe when I mentioned doing a survey, I apologize, just hear me out, because I can only guess that some of them are like, oh no, not another survey, because you probably have surveyed quite a bit related to the pandemic. But there's a lot that can be done with just maybe anecdotally, or having all board members maybe pick one or two members calling and checking in. That would be a great exercise. A lot of home runs on that front, not only in terms of reaching out to the membership, making sure you're staying connected so they see the value of ACI and the chapter and creating that engagement, but you can also gain a lot of information in terms of what folks are looking for. And I think that's really, really important, because we can't make assumptions just when, you know, your state allows, and maybe your state already has opened up. And I realize we have international members on the call here too. So depending on what your local jurisdiction is, if you are allowed to meet in person at this point or will be soon, don't simply make the assumption because things opened up that everybody's going to come back rushing into the same way they are. Most research indicates that patterns have changed in terms of what people are looking for, you know, when they will go to meetings, not go to meetings. Some people will prefer that the online environment. So you're going to have to explore a lot of things. Maybe the solution is a combination of hybrid, maybe some in person, maybe some things stay virtual. And that's the long term. So again, I would get as many touch points as you can. And if the survey isn't the answer, maybe having board members all call a member or two would be a great way to just get in front of the membership.
Thanks, Kimberly. That looks like that was our last question for today. Thank you for that great presentation. It's always a pleasure to have you present to our chapters.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And this will conclude today's webinar presentation. We hope that you all enjoyed it and you learned something valuable that you could apply to your chapter. I hope that everyone continues to stay safe. Take care.
Thank you.